We return to our top story this morning. Afghan President Hamid Karzai's half-brother has been assassinated. Ahmed Wali Karzai was one of the most powerful men in the country, certainly in the southern part of the country, and he was reportedly shot by a longtime family friend and a member of his security detail. We're joined now by a member of Afghan Parliament, Daoud Soltanzoy, who joins us from Kabul, Afghanistan. And Daoud, can you explain the importance of Hamid Karzai, who many people say acted as kind of an unelected king in the southern part of the country?
The importance of Wali Karzai, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. He was a very formidable figure in the Kandahar region, and naturally his connection not only as a president's brother, but also because of his involvement with the tribal system in that part of the country was very much felt, and it was very, very effective in terms of his connections to the president and to the tribal parts of the South.
Well, we are getting analysis this morning, Daoud, from people who say that Ahmed Wali Karzai's death will unsettle the southern region, that it'll end up in a power vacuum, and that may undo the recent security gains made by both the Afghan army and by NATO. Do you think that's true?
That's quite conceivable, in my opinion, because any time a figure of that type is removed from the scene, especially in this sort of a violent and unwelcomed fashion, that has unfortunately become the norm in this country due to this war that has been going on. This creates a void that is not only becomes a void in the power vacuum, but also it creates ripple effects that will affect future security preparedness, and also the ramifications of this void will affect any peace process. And it depends on how prepared those who want to move forward or to fill this vacuum. And vacuums are not filled automatically. These vacuums are filled by prepared people who are effective. So it will depend on how effective the next person will be. It's not known yet.
We're speaking with Daoud Soltanzoy, a member of the Afghan Parliament. Daoud, one last question for you. I saw a quote from a tribal elder in Kandahar this morning saying that the people there saw Ahmed Wali Karzai as the man you go to when you have trouble, that he was the problem solver, and that at this point there may be unrest because there's no such person there for people to consult. And I wonder if you think that's true as well.
It is very true, because he was able to connect people to the central government, especially to the president, and he was able to make things happen fast and avoid bureaucratic delays and avoid bureaucratic hurdles. He was very effective, and he was a remedy for many grievances in tribal south, and people were able to count on his ability to solve their problems, and that is something that many Pashtuns in the south will probably look for and would not come find easily.
That was Daoud Soltanzoy, member of the Afghan Parliament. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Speaking to us live from Kabul, Afghanistan. Again, we're talking about the death of Ahmed Wali Karzai. He is the half-brother of the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, and he was assassinated this morning by a longtime family friend and member of the security detail. Joining us now, Joshua Faust, a fellow at the American Security Project, author of the Afghanistan Journal, Selections from Registan.net. Joshua, can you kind of put in perspective what Ahmed Wali Karzai's death means, both in the short term and the long term, but that appears to be two separate things?
It does, and I think Daoud was right in talking about how the struggle that will take place for who's going to be his replacement will really determine the ultimate fallout from his death. I think in the immediate short term, there's going to be a certain period of first shock and then outright struggle as different actors compete for who gets to be the next main mover in Kandahari politics. In the longer term, however, I mean, Ahmed Wali Karzai was ultimately an agent of political stability, not necessarily economic stability, because he ran his business as kind of like a mafia don, but from a political perspective, because of his close connection with Hamid Karzai, with President Karzai, he was able to serve as something of a stabilizing factor in terms terms of being a single point of access for people to get in touch with the government in Kabul. Now that that's gone, it's going to be a much more complicated process in terms of setting up some kind of stable system whereby people can actually petition their government.
Joshua Faust is a fellow at the American Security Project. Joshua, there was a little bit of talk that people, that stores were closing in Kandahar, that there was fears of violent uprisings and unrest because of Ahmed Wali Karzai's death. Is there fear that there could be violence?
I think it's a very real fear. And again, this gets back to the political security issue. People who were not in his direct, who weren't his direct beneficiaries, were terrified of Ahmed Wali, the same way that they're terrified of other Kandahari power brokers like General Razik. So without having that fear overriding things, this is part of what I was talking about with there being a struggle for who's going to replace him. I think it's going to be a violent struggle. Ultimately, a lot of the primary movers and shakers in Kandahar City in particular are, for lack of a better term, gangsters. They're businessmen who zealously guard their financial and economic interests in the area. They do that sometimes violently, and a lot of violence that happens inside the city is not actually driven by the insurgency. It's driven by different vaguely legal business groups fighting over who has access to contracts and resources. I think you're going to see, at least in the short term, a period where that increases and you see more violence as people struggle to kind of pick up the pieces of Ahmed Wali's empire.
So, Joshua Faust, are we going to see the Taliban, are they in a position to take advantage of this political vacuum, or were we looking at warlords?
Might be in a position to take advantage of it. I think it's really going to depend on which figures inside Kandahar step up to begin fighting. Ultimately, I mean, the Taliban have a mixed reputation there, just like they do in many other parts of the country. They're renowned for being kind of players in this violent game for influence, but I don't think we have enough information yet to say whether or not they're really going to try to take a stand.
Joshua Faust is a fellow at the American Security Project. Quick question for you, Joshua. Does this mean the American troops may have to stay longer?
Probably not, but I think there's going to be a push to make that argument.
Joshua Faust from the American Security Project. He's author of Afghanistan Journal, Selections from Registan.net. He joined us live from Washington, D.C. We're talking about the assassination in Afghanistan this morning of Ahmed Wali Karzai, half-brother to the president, Hamid Karzai. He was assassinated this morning, reportedly by his longtime head of security at his office in Kandahar.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.